Are you tired of being told what to think and how to act? Well, you are not alone. In case you haven't realized it, you have an internal GPS. It knows all you need to know about how to live your life. So it's about time you stopped letting the media and the government tell you what is true for you. In fact, it is exactly that time. It's time to think for yourself. And here to make sure you're doing just that is your host, mediator, author, and lawyer, Carol Gold.
Hi, everyone, and thank you for joining me. This is the place where you're going to come to get guidance, to get empowerment, to find out that you know everything you need to know to make up decisions in your own mind without being influenced by external events. So let me give you a little background. I'm a lawyer by training. So I know how facts can be presented in ways that paint a particular picture. And without the best of intentions, those pictures aren't always the most accurate or truthful. This is what has been happening from our politicians and from both sides and the media as well. But not thinking for ourselves leads to what I consider to be a form of enslavement and political correctness that is absolutely absurd. And that's the point at which we've arrived. It's called the cancel culture, and its goal is to deplatform and deperson anyone who dares to think for themselves, to be independent of thought, and then to have the audacity to articulate or to speak in any way that independence. I personally am an advocate of what Gandhi said, which is be the change you wish to see in the world. What I want to see in the world is a world of independent thinkers and creative individuals who have the courage to stand up for themselves. And I believe that you do. I also believe that at this time, you don't know where to go to get reinforcement for that belief about yourself. And that belief about yourself is an inherent belief you have because you are created with that belief. You are created with that ability. This podcast is about information. Now, the information that you'll hear on this podcast is often how I see the world. But no matter the picture that I paint, I want you to be the individual in thought, word, and deed that you were created to be. I want you to take what I have to say and run it through your own filter. And then take what rings true to you and use it in your life, and the rest of it, leave it behind. I'm not here to convince you to think the way I think. I'm here to support you in thinking how you think for yourself. In full disclosure, let me tell you the lens through which I see the world. I am, as I said before, a lawyer by training. I'm also a rare combination of psychic and lawyer. What do I mean by that? I mean I was born listening to that voice that I'm hoping to encourage you to identify and listen within yourself. Some people like to make light of that. They like to disparage that. They like to disparage what we call intuition, or that word psychic phenomena that turns so many people off. But all that really is what religious people call a prompting. I know that Christians understand the concept of a prompting because it is a fundamental, I don't know if it's a tenet of Christianity, but it's certainly a belief that Christians have that you can get promptings from God that guide you in moments of indecision or moments of doubt or moments of trial that gives you the strength and shows you the direction in which to go in your highest good. That's simply what I mean when I say that I am a psychic. I have listened to that voice my entire life. I have cultivated that voice my entire life. However, I had to spend a very long time in my life learning how to blend those two. And that's what most people get trapped in. They either get trapped in thinking logically, rationally, or they get trapped in thinking only intuitively and not thinking logically and rationally. In order for you to get through the times that we're in, you need to be able to do both. You need to be able to analyze the facts, and that's a whole conversation. I'm going to go down that road as part of this podcast today, what that means, analyzing facts in light of a world where you're getting a variety of factual versions of the same occurrence or event. And you also need to be able to trust that inner voice. I don't care if you call it being psychic, if you call it a prompting. I don't care if you think God is talking to you. Here's how you know whether that voice, or whether you've even tapped into what I call that voice or that guidance. It never tells you to harm yourself or anyone else. It only gives you strength and positive direction. That's how you know whether or not you've accurately tapped into what I call that inner guidance. It will always empower you. It will always give you the strength you need to get through difficult times. It will never diminish you. It will never demean you, and it will never encourage you to diminish or demean anyone else. That's the intuitive side, right? Let's, for a minute, go to the logical, rational side. And the reason I want to go there is because that's really what you're being bombarded with every day. Every day, you're being bombarded with different versions of the same event, different perspectives of the same facts and occurrences. As a lawyer, I will tell you that one of the first things you realize and are trained to realize is that for every occurrence, there are three versions of what happened. You can have two people see the same accident or witness the same crime. And in most cases, those two people will give you two different versions of what happened. So there's that version from the person number one, there's that version from person number two, and then there's likely that third version, which is some blending or certain aspects of each one of those other versions that ultimately get you to the truth of the occurrence, as close as you can get to a reenactment of something that has happened. What's happened to all of us is that we're so busy, we're so stressed, we're so used to operating at warp speed, meaning at the speed of the technology, that we have either lost or given up or are just plain too exhausted to analyze the facts with any depth. And so what do? We read headlines, we read tweets, we need 10-second versions of what has occurred. And there's no way to sufficiently analyze a complex situation by doing it off a headline or doing it through a tweet. It's simply not possible. You need to be able to step back. You need to be able to think through the facts. You need to be able to sift through the facts. And then you need to be able, ultimately, when you haven't been there and you don't know firsthand what has occurred, and you've done your best job at looking at a variety of angles to that event or to those facts, then you need to be able to say, I've done everything I can do logically, rationally, intellectually, and I still may not know where I come down on this issue. That's the moment that you turn inward and you check in with that voice inside of you, because now you've done the legwork, you've done the groundwork, you've laid the foundation, and now comes the moment of trust when you have to go inside and say, what, and I'm going to use the vernacular, what does my gut tell me? What do I feel when I think about everything that I now know? Because here's the trick. There's a difference between believing or faith and knowing. And the difference is that knowing is direct experience. Knowing comes from you having had your own experience. Now, how do you do that? I just told you. You analyze the facts of a situation. You look at it from multiple angles. You don't discard one side because you don't like the way it looks from that perspective. That's how they've divided us, and that's how they will keep us divided. By canceling out and making us believe that anyone who doesn't see the facts the way, quote, they see it, the way those in power, whether it be the media or it be our politicians, see it, that unless you see it their way, you can't look at any other perspective. That's how they keep us divided. So come here to It's Time to Think for Yourself. Come to my podcast and learn through both my experiences of how I've learned to blend these two aspects of myself. Learn how to do it for yourself. Let's look at things that are happening around us. Let's look at them from a variety of angles. And let's remember that getting to the truth isn't an instant process, but it is a process. You can learn it. You can become good at it. You can excel at it. And you can teach it. That's how we get through where we are now. I'm Carol Gold. Thank you for listening. See you again next time. In the meantime, God bless. And remember, think for yourself.
Carol thanks you for spending your valuable time with her. It is her mission to empower you to remember how smart and capable you are. Be sure to check out Carol's website, carolgold.com. That's Carol with an E, gold.com. Please leave a review and subscribe here so you'll be alerted to Carol's next podcast. Until then, above all else, remember, it's time to think for yourself.